Hello, welcome to another episode of Davey B's Hit Song Vault. My name is John David Birdall, and today we're going to be talking about songs with types of flowers in their titles, right, Dad?
Right you are, Johnny.
Thank you so much, Dad. We're going to be talking about songs like Sunflower by Glen Campbell,
yep.
Dandelion by the Rolling Stones,
right,
and Daisy Bell, or On a Bicycle Built for Two by Nat King Cole.
Oh.
Yeah, and others, not just those three.
Okay.
How would that be, a half hour of just talking about those three songs?
We'd sure have to stretch them out.
Oh, I think so. Yeah. We do have a trivia question, too. And before I do ask that question, okay, Dad?
All right.
Do allow me to say the Davey B's Hit Song Vault is a 30-minute comedic and encyclopedic conversation about the music of our lives with Davey B and his son, John David. During each episode of the podcast, these two hosts will discuss and will play excerpts of 10 audio tracks within a specific theme or within a specific subject for your listening pleasure and total edification. Together, Davey B and John David do have a combined 70 years of songwriting and song performance and recording and music production experience between them. And thank you very, very much to Flatland Guitar, Schmidt Music, Orange Records, Eckroth Music Fargo, Drummer's Journey, Eventide Senior Living Communities, Guitar Center, and Prairie Public, our local PBS station, for supporting my father and me. And this podcast, we could not do it without you. Okay, so the trivia question that I'm supposed to ask, right? Is a sort of complete the lyric question.
Okay,
so you ready for it, Dan?
I am ready.
Okay, so which flower names this fickle friend, okay, in a certain song that we're going to be talking about?
All right,
so which flower names this fickle friend? So Build Me Up, blank. Don't Break My Heart. Okay, so here are some possible answers. Okay?
Now, don't make it too easy.
Okay, so one is Forget Me Not.
Right.
Another is Rosebud. Another is Hyacinth. Another is Magnolia. And another is Buttercup. Okay? So we'll answer that at the end of the episode.
Okay.
All right, the first song that we're supposed to be talking about is Sunflower by Glen Campbell.
A great song, if there ever was one.
Mm-hmm.
And not only was it sung by one of my favorite artists,
mm-hmm.
but it was written by one of my favorite artist.
Well, yeah, you were telling me that it was written by who?
Neil Diamond.
Yes, I had no idea.
I didn't either. And I've heard that song.
Oh, yes.
Since, I think it came out in 1977.
Okay.
The single spent 1 week
at
number one and peaked at number four, if I remember right, John.
Okay.
On the U.S. country chart.
Oh, okay. So it was on the easy listening charts.
It was on every chart.
Oh, really? So it was on the easy listening charts, probably the country western, you know, maybe pop or something
right.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So he covered all the bases.
Glen Campbell did do that.
Yeah. That song.
Uh-huh.
He really did a super job on it. And it was, like I say, mm-hmm. just a feel-good type of song.
Oh, good. Good. Did you ever perform it?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Did you ever meet Glen Campbell?
On occasion,
mm-hmm.
Our paths would cross, but I don't think that we ever did, you know, really...
Shoot the breeze, chat. Or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Shall we play the song?
We can play it.
Okay.
Here is... Glen Campbell with Neil Diamond's Sunflower.
Sunflower, well, good morning. You sure do make it like a sunny time. Sun morning, well, good morning. And someday, child, I'm gonna make you mine.
Was Sunflower by Glen Campbell, and you were absolutely right, Dad. You know, that song makes you got to boogie.
Yes. It's just happy.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's really, really happy. Okay, so here comes another happy song, and it's called Daisy Bell, or On a Bicycle Built for Two. And it's recorded, this version of it's been recorded by Nat King Cole.
Singer Nat King Cole, as you said,
uh-huh.
had the biggest hit version of it. Mm-hmm. But it was written way back when.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like in the late 1800s.
Yeah. In fact, a guy named Dan Quinn produced a wax cylinder.
Yes, I've seen those sorts of things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Recording of Daisy Bell in 1893.
Wow.
That was the first rendition of the song.
Yeah, it must have been. Yeah, I do believe it was written by Henry Dacre, a British songwriter.
Right.
And it was supposed to have been inspired by one of the mistresses, of King Edward VII. Scandal.
Yes.
I do believe I first heard it on the Lawrence Welk show.
That would make sense.
Yep. On a bicycle built for two.
Yep.
No. Shall we play it?
Let's play it.
Okay, so this is Daisy Bell, or On a Bicycle Built for Two by Nat King Cole.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage, I can't afford a carriage, but you'll look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
And there you have it. Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. One neat thing, John, some things in the recording industry just strike me as weird. And this is one of them.
Yeah.
One of the artists, or I should say a collection of artists, because there's four of them in the band, that's Kirk Hammett and Metallica. Now, what in God's name would Kirk Hammett and Metallica be doing recording Daisy Daisy?
Yeah. I'm not even going to attempt to sing something like that.
No.
You know?
I give up.
On a bicycle built for two.
Yeah.
Goodness. All right, shall we move on to the next
Let's
song?
Let's move on.
Okay, so the next song is Tiptoe Through the Tulips with Me.
Yeah.
By Sam Brown and Jack Hilton and his orchestra.
What happened to Tiny Tim?
Tiptoe through the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
I know he got married on The Tonight Show.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
How did that go?
It was...
What? Did you watch that?
I watched it.
Who was he married to?
Somebody named Miss Vicky.
And now here's the moment you've been waiting for, which a lot of people thought would not come to pass on this show, but it did. The wedding of Mr. Tiny Tim and Miss Vicky Budinger.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the presence of Christ to join this man, Herbert Buckingham Corey, and this woman, Victoria May Budinger, in holy marriage. And now, by the authority committed unto me as a minister of the church, I do now declare that ye are husband and wife.
Congratulations, signing.
Thank you, Mr. Carson.
And Vicky, you look just as pretty as brides always look.
Oh my gosh. Shall we talk a little more about, or shall we say a little more about Tiptoe Through the Tulips?
Well, it was a heartfelt funny song.
Oh, okay. Like a novelty song?
It was supposed to be a novelty song.
Oh, yes. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you would like to cue it up.
Oh, sure.
We'll get people lined up with bated breath.
Oh, yeah, of course.
To hear Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Tiptoe to the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. Tiptoe from your pillow to the shadow of a willow tree, and tiptoe through the tulips with me.
We just tiptoed through the tulips with Sam Brown and Jack Hilton and his orchestra, Dad.
Was it good for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was really neat. I haven't done that much tippy-toeing in ever. This is the first time I've done that much.
Well, I'll be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next song on the list is from a very popular film, or musical, let me say that, but also a very popular film.
Right. Right.
The Sound of Music, and it's called Edelweiss. And this version of it is by Bill Lee.
Okay. Bill Lee.
Yes. It looks like Christopher Plummer is singing it in the film. But the actual individual, the actual vocalist who is singing it is named Bill Lee.
Oh.
Yeah.
In other words, he was mouthing it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, apparently he played the guitar, though.
Oh.
Like in the scene that I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Edelweiss is just a beautiful white flower.
Oh, good.
From the Austrian Elf.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and
that makes
Captain
sense.
Captain Von Trapp, mm-hmm. who Christopher Plummer plays in the film.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the film. I haven't seen The Sound of Music.
Oh, okay.
You know, and some people are kind of like, where have you been?
Yeah. Well, the Nazis were trying to get Christopher Plummer, Von Trapp, if you will, mm-hmm. to join their Nazi Navy.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. And he just said, thank you, but no thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shall we play the song?
Yes, we shall.
So this is Edelweiss by Bill Lee.
Edelweiss, 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 every morning you greet me, small and white, clean and bright,
clean and bright.
You look happy to meet me.
Lots. Such a great song.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Edelweiss.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty song.
Yes, now this next song is a big song. Yeah, you had been remarking. It's like, this song was huge.
Really? And what's crazy, John, is it's the type of song that obviously goes over tremendously in their live performances.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe we should tell them who we're talking about.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we're talking about Goo Goo Dolls and their song Iris.
Right.
Okay.
Now, I never heard of the song Iris.
Yeah, you had told me you stopped listening to the radio at about the late 90s.
Yeah.
You know, you listened in the 80s, but then around mid-90s, late 90s, you stopped listening to the radio. And so, yeah, you wouldn't have heard this, you know, I guess at that time. But it was in a film with Nicolas Cage and Meg Ryan called City of Angels.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, actually, I do believe it was for that movie. It was recorded for that movie, and then it was put on an album.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I never saw that movie either.
Yeah, so I guess that's a recommendation. Go see that film, everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this song became number one in Australia,
mm-hmm.
number one in Canada.
Wow.
Italy.
Wow. And in America, too, probably.
Number three
mm-hmm.
in the United Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
And was a top 10 song in the United States.
Oh, of course. Shall we play the song, Dad?
Yes.
Okay.
So here it is again, folks. Such a great song by the Goo Goo Dolls, Iris.
And you can't fight the tears that ain't coming. All the moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies,
That was Goo Goo Dolls with Iris, and wasn't that a big song, Dad?
That was a biggie.
Wasn't that quite the production there?
Mm-hmm. You know? Boy, it certainly was, John. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next song we're going to be talking about is called Orange Blossom Special. It's by Johnny Cash, off of the album,
yes.
Orange Blossom Special.
Interesting thing about that song,
oh, yeah?
John,
mm-hmm.
is the single came out before the album did.
Doesn't that happen most of the time?
Well, no. Usually they record an album and then...
Oh, and then they pick a single.
They pick a single.
And then they promote the album. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
No, this was just the opposite,
They had the song and it's kind of like, okay,
yeah.
Well, now let's make an album.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is kind of backwards.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. And another strange thing about the Orange Blossom Special, John.
Yeah?
The saxophone solo in it.
Okay.
Number one, that was weird because Cash never had saxophone solos.
Yeah, I must say, I cannot think of another Johnny Cash song that's got a saxophone soloing in it.
Me neither.
Uh-huh.
And guess who played saxophone?
On that...
Yeah, I'm just kind of coming out of the blue.
Hitting me kind of hard with a trivia question just for me.
Yeah.
The first person I think of perhaps playing saxophone on it, wasn't there a fellow who had a hit with Yakety Sax? And
you got it.
Oh, and what was his name?
Boots Randolph.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the only person I could really think of who Johnny Cash would ask to play saxophone.
So let's take a ride.
Okay.
And the Orange Blossom Special.
Hey, talk about a rambling. She's the fastest train on the line. Talk about a trap. She's the fastest train on the line. It's that Orange Blossom Special, rolling down the Seaboard Line.
All right, that was Orange Blossom Special off of the album Orange Blossom Special, which followed, right, the single.
Off of the single,
yes,
by Orange Blossom Special
by Johnny Cash. Yep. Okay, so the next song is a song that was written by, was it Amanda Bloom, I think? But it was performed by Bette Midler in the film The Rose. And the song is called The Rose. And so, yeah, the film The Rose, I have not seen that. I do believe it was described to me as a film with a Janis Joplin-like singer that Bette Midler is portraying.
Right.
Who has to overcome, like, addiction, you know, and the pitfalls of fame. And that, like, that need, right, that hunger. Now I'm starting to quote some of the lyrics from The Rose. Uh-huh. But that hunger for, like, approval, you know?
It is three verses
mm-hmm.
in a row. No bridge.
I suppose not.
Just three verses. So uh-huh. it doesn't have a bridge or a hook, as we say.
Oh, yeah.
In the industry.
Sure, or a riff. You know, it doesn't have a riff in there, a guitar or a piano.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. She just couldn't think of anything else to add.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
Yeah.
Shall we play the song?
Let's do it.
Okay. So this is The Rose by Bette Midler.
And you think that love is only for the lucky and the strong. Just sun's love in the spring becomes the rose.
Pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the next song we're going to be talking about is Dandelion.
Now, Dandelion is a song written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
Okay.
A couple of Rolling Stones guys.
Oh, that's the band they're in. Okay.
I'm trying to recall. Yes. The Beatles. John Lennon and Paul McCartney sing background.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
That's why, you know, I was going to say, this is the most Beatles-sounding song
the Stones
I've heard.
Ever did.
Yes, yeah. And that's probably why, because the Beatles are on it.
Right. Amazing.
Yes, that is amazing.
Yeah.
And you were telling me it had a Baroque style.
Yes.
No.
Definitely.
Does that mean it's got certain types of instruments in it?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. And Brian Jones, who at the time was part of the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, before he passed away.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he was playing a mellotron.
Oh, wow.
Now, the neat thing about a mellotron is that you can record anything you want to on blank tracks of a mellotron.
Yeah, it's got tapes, right, connected to each sort of key.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I had the, shall we say, luck to have a mellotron to work with.
Oh, neat.
I'm trying to remember now, Minot.
Oh, okay. Minot, North Dakota?
Yes.
Yeah.
One of the guys in the Air Force.
Oh, wow.
Had a mellotron.
Mm-hmm.
And it was neat. It was nifty.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
The first time that I had heard a mellotron was with the Moody Blues.
Yes.
Yeah, on Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
You know, they had it on that album.
They were the most famous band that used a mellotron exclusively almost.
Yeah. Shall we play it?
Let's play Dandelion by the Rolling Stones.
Prince of Thought, the bigger man of fame.
That was Dandelion by the Rolling Stones, the most Beatles-sounding Rolling Stones song in the history of Rolling Stones songs, because the Beatles are singing on that song.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's about a weed.
A flowered weed. The dandelion, that's the flower of the weed.
That's it.
Okay, so the next song we're supposed to be talking about is by Dick Two-Ton Baker, and it's called I'm a Lonely Little Petunia in an Onion Patch.
Hmm.
Yep. And if there
you
ever
said
was.
Two-Ton Baker.
Yeah, Two-Ton Baker. He's a big guy.
Oh.
Big, big guy.
Okay.
He had the personality to match, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What I've been able to put together as far as facts that, shall we say, I don't care if I remember.
You know, Billboard had the same sort of, I guess, attitude about Two-Ton Baker.
Oh.
You know, they called one of his radio programs zany, but humorless. Oh my gosh. You know, and they just kind of dismissed him.
Yeah.
You know,
strangely enough, he shared Billboard's, get this, with Count Basie.
Really?
Dave Brubeck.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Gene Krupa. George Shearing.
Okay.
I mean,
wow,
it's mind-blowing.
Yeah, that sounds that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, shall we play the song then?
Do it, John.
Okay, yeah. So this is Dick Two-Ton Baker with I'm a Lonely Little Petunia in an Onion Patch.
Oh, I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch. An onion patch, an onion patch. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch. And all I do is cry all day. Boo-hoo. boo-hoo. The air's so strong it takes my breath away, quite away. I'm a lonely widow petunia in an onion patch. Oh, won't you come and play with me?
That was Dick Two-Ton Baker with I'm a Lonely Little Petunia in an Onion Patch. Good for you, Two-Ton Baker. Good for you, you know.
I'm so glad that that's over.
Okay, so let's answer the trivia question, huh?
Let's do that.
Okay, yeah. So the trivia question was, which flower names this fickle friend? Okay. And okay, you have to fill in the lyric here.
All right.
So build me up, blank, don't break my heart. All right. The options were forget me not, rosebud, hyacinth, magnolia, or buttercup. Dad, what's the answer?
The answer. That was a nice drum roll.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I am a musician.
The answer is build me up, buttercup.
Yes, yes, yes. So filling in the lyric, you know. So build me up, buttercup, but don't break my heart.
Build me up, buttercup was a song that had a brand new lead singer.
Oh.
He hadn't worked with the Foundations.
Oh, yeah. So the Foundations recorded this song, Build Me Up, Buttercup. Yeah. That's the last song we're talking about.
Yeah. Mm. He hadn't, you know, appeared with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He just got ushered in and said, hey, guy, you're it.
You know? Sing this song.
Yeah, sing this song.
Whoa.
And it did so well, chart-topping in various parts of the world. But Young, if I remember right, Colin Young, that sounds right.
Okay.
Colin Young was the new lead vocalist.
Okay.
He had replaced Clem Curtis during, I believe the year was 1968.
Okay.
And this was the first Foundations hit.
Okay.
On which he sang.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
And it really, you know, scored big, John.
Oh, yeah. It took off. Yeah. It took off. We're still singing it today.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, what, it's in movies, it's in TV shows, it was in a commercial.
Yeah.
Like Geico, I do believe, has in their commercials or had it in their commercials.
That's perfect that you mentioned that.
Well, thank you so much. That's probably why I'm the co-host, right?
Yes. Yes. So that's it, Johnny.
Oh, okay. That's the list.
That's the list.
Okay. Shall we play the last song then?
Let's do it.
Okay. So this is Build Me Up, Buttercup by who, Dad?
The Foundations.
Okay. Here we go.
Buttercup, don't break my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this has been a good one, Dad. This has been a good one. Okay, so if you've enjoyed this episode of this podcast, you can go to prairiepublic.org. That's prairiepublic.org. And you can search for Davy B's Hit Song Vault. You can go to prairiepublic.org and search for Davy B's Hit Song Vault and listen to more episodes of this show there. Or you can go to your favorite podcast platform or favorite podcast provider and search for Davy B's Hit Song Vault. And you can listen to more of this series there. Oh, it's time to go, Dad.
Time to go.
Yes, yes. I know that conversation was just starting to bud, open. What's the word? It starts with an F.
I thought we could just go pollinate somewhere.
Oh, goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Well, it's a cheater who pays.